going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think that's probably the thing about the Haslam order the code red that bugs me the most is I felt like in recent years that that's a fairly narrative, fairly lazy narrative. And I think the organization has used it at points to protect Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. I think that was a huge part of what, when Jimmy That's came out and was like, yeah, it's a, hey, the buck stops with me. It was my decision. That's, you know, we made a bad decision. Like, I do, and listen, I think it's helped Andrew and Kevin's careers outside of Cleveland.
Oh, for sure.
In a way that I'm very uncomfortable with.
Well, they're back in that same spot they were with the Deshaun story, Nick, where if they get it right, then it's going to be...
Then they'll get all the credit.
If Shador's great, they're going to be... The bouquet of flowers will be at their feet, and they'll say, congratulations, you did an awesome job. Only Andrew Berry could have seen that coming. And if they get it wrong, then it's you got a crazy owner in Cleveland, and he once again meddled.
So just to scoreboard this... There's three reporters on record saying Andrew Berry, this is Andrew Berry's pick. It was Daryl, it's Mary Kay, and it's her buddy Lane from the Orange and Brown Report. There's nobody actually reporting that Jimmy actually did this.
Right, and I told you earlier, like, I mean, the Browns' message and what they're trying to tell everyone is that it was Berry.
But I just to throw that out there, we do have to take the... this had to have been Jimmy with a significant grain of salt. I think it's easy to look at this from the lens of Kevin Stefanski really loves Dylan Gabriel. And I said this earlier, I've never seen Kevin light up at a quarterback, both on the phone and the FaceTime thing and just in general, in gushing. He gushed. I've not heard Andrew gush a lot about quarterbacks. And then you juxtapose it to, like, I think this is probably an Andrew pick. So I think it would make sense that, hey, I'll give you one and you give me one and we'll see how it goes from there. And both guys fit Stefanski's system, by the way.
I give you one, you give me one. The only problem with that, and this is part of the problem if it was a Haslam pick as well, is that Kevin's going to root for his guy to win out.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah. Kevin will put Shador behind the eight ball.
Yeah, and Kevin's going to put his guy in a situation where his guy's going to win the battle, but Shador's going to have to make it painfully obvious that he's that much better than Dylan Gabriel if he wins it out.
Which, honestly, is probably how this needs to be, because Shador needs to overcome a lot. I'm not talking about in the locker room. I'm talking about perceptionally, because of the Brian Daboll thing. And guys, that's one report that was leaked about Shador having a bad meeting with a team. It's not the only one out there. It's just the one that's been reported. Right. There's a lot of conjecture out there about the very similar stuff happening with a lot of different teams. I think it just stands to reason that we can go, hey, one guy's a Kevin guy and one guy's an Andrew Berry guy. And I think, I never bought DTR was a Kevin guy. If you look at what, like, Kevin likes to do and what DTR did in college and, like, what he was good at in college, there's no crossover. The difference here with Shador is Shador and Dylan Gabriel both fit very much what Kevin wants to do, and it's going to be interesting. I I don't know that Kevin can just grease the skids just for Dylan Gabriel.
You mean he's going to have someone come in and say, you need to do this?
No. But I think with the way that they work is everybody keeps eyes on this. I think in a way, their process, which I know frustrates some fans because it feels like there's too many cooks in the kitchen. I almost feel
there
like...
There is too many cooks in the kitchen.
No, there is. And his name's Paul DePodesta, and he should be working in finance or go back to baseball or something like that. And San Diego's lovely this time of year. Just chill out
baseball
there.
Baseball would even hire him at this point.
They would. Oh, gosh.
It's been a long time, but I think you're right.
I think it's almost impossible for Kevin to kind of steer this his own way. I will say, if we just say right now, like 3 months from now, we feel better in the process, it's that Shador wins it than if Dylan Gabriel does.
Oh, for sure. Because I don't know that there is many people out there that believe in some sort of like, you know, really high ceiling for Dylan Gabriel. I've made a lot of jokes at his expense, but it's with a lot of truth attached to those. There's a reason why Welfare Tua is the person I keep going to with him. Like he is a less than version of Tua, and if he maxes out anything he can be, I think the ceiling is Tua for him.
So okay, this is a fair. I'm gonna play devil's advocate with myself, because if you followed me on Twitter, and Nick Wilson says on Friday I had some Dylan Gabriel jokes.
I thought
jokes.
You kind of melted down, if we're being honest.
Oh, kind of?
I mean, all right, that was being courteous.
Kind of.
You melted down.
No, I was furious.
And we did it all. And we made the Oompa Loompa jokes. We did Welfare
and like,
Tua.
And like, listen, I'd
be this tall to ride the ride. We did it all.
I don't love the Schweisinger pick. And yes, I'm going to say it as germanly as I
knew,
can.
I knew you would. I debated in my head when they made that pick if that was going to bother me or not as we move forward. I think I'm just going to have to embrace it.
Maybe I'll be more professional at some point at a later date. Just not today. But I didn't love that pick. And I know people have said, well, what does it mean about JOK? I don't care. Linebacker, to me, linebacker is like the finishing piece on a team, unless you get a guy that you just can't pass up. But given that you had wide receivers there, you had a couple really interesting offensive linemen that went on the board afterwards. Obviously, you did go Quinshon Judkins a few picks later. But I just continue to look at that saying, I didn't really love that. That would have been my biggest gripe about the draft. If you hadn't then gone, you know, two of your picks later and gone to Dylan Gabriel, and it's just, he's just such an, I don't get it. Other than he fits Kevin Stefanski.
I just don't get it. That's the reaction everyone
like,
had.
At no
it was head scratching. We just didn't get it.
At no point was he a fourth round, a late third round pick. With, I mean, and I'll go again, if this was a lighter draft, like the Shador thing, guys, by the time they got to the fifth round, there were a couple guys out there that were interesting pieces. But nobody that I needed to have with whatever late fifth-round pick and sixth-round pick that they had. So I wasn't crying for the extra pick. In a perfect world, in a developmental year, yeah, maybe you'd want one extra developmental guy to bring in, because you just never know in football.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
But by the time you got to the fifth round, so many of the guys that I was enamored with had kind of filtered out.
Yeah, you're picking backups in the fifth round.
So that I would have been completely fine with Dylan Gabriel with a fifth round pick. And even Shador in the fifth round pick. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, that's
like
that's
the
kind
draft
of
petered out by that point. At 92, you had guys on the board. Charles Grant might start somebody. And by the way, you didn't just have guys on the board on offensive line. You had guys on the board at offensive line who fit what you want to do in the wide zone scheme.
So that's the funny part about this draft, though. There's one every single season where if you just rearrange the draft picks, it makes a lot more sense. And the Browns this year are that recipient. They're the team that if you rearrange this, and you said they went Mason Graham into Shador Sanders, into Schlesinger, into Judkins, into Fannin, into Sampson, and then Gabriel in the back end of that, you'd be like, oh, I think they crushed it. Well, I think that was a really good draft for a lot of different reasons. They didn't get the organizational process of it right.
Well, I mean, I think it just kind of, in a way, I think the Browns draft fell into their lap, right? Like, so the reason why they took...
I'm not going to say Dylan Gabriel fell into their lap. That was a reach.
Well, no. What I mean is, like, they took the UCLA linebacker, whose name I'm not going to mispronounce here, for you.
Thank you.
I think they took him because they knew if they tried to hold him till 36, he wasn't going to be there. So, like, that might be...
Yeah, and that's fair.
And, like, maybe Gabriel, too, they felt like... But like, other than that, like, Mason Graham... I for me, it was Mason Graham or Will Campbell. Will Campbell goes 4. Mason Graham's right there for you at 5. I think Quinshon, being right there at 36, right for you. Harold Fannin Jr., I mean, I think the risk you took with a guy like Mason Taylor and a couple other tight ends on the board when you didn't take him at 33 or 36 was, well, one of those dudes better be there at 67. Harold Fannin Jr. was. So I think a lot of this of like, well, the order of operations is a little wonky. I think even Schlesinger and Judkins, if you flip-flop them, I think people might have been happier with that as well. So it stands like you're right. But I think in a way you can look at that and go, well, maybe the plan wasn't exactly to take 2 running backs and 2 quarterbacks, and then you just fell into 2 guys late round who had insane value.
That's the weird part about this draft, though, is that they signaled everything is about 2026 for the quarterback, and then it felt like people either A, fell into the spot they wanted to, and maybe that's just Shador, or B, they just... I can't explain 100% the Dylan Gabriel side of this.
I don't think any of us can.
But like 2 quarterbacks, 2 running backs, and a tight end later, when you were heavy, heavy defense, and the first 2 picks were defense, and you were signaling everything was for 2026 instead of 2025, you can see why everyone's brains are just kind of pudding right now.
I would say, but I guess my thing is, like, listen, I don't love, in the same draft, 3 draft picks being used to take quarterbacks. So Kenny Pickett, it was your 5th rounder this year. Then you picked up another 5th through another kind of way.
I mean, we've seen it 10 times in the past 25 years.
You did give 3 picks for quarterbacks this year. At the same point, in a year's time, the onus is on Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders for somebody to preclude the Browns from taking a quarterback next year. The only way you do that is if you hit the nail on the head this year. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't necessarily love that kind of asset management for 3 quarterbacks I don't believe in. But at the same point, like, the worst-case scenario isn't these guys don't work out and you go get a quarterback next year. No, that's not – I think the worst-case scenario is somebody does something just enough to stop you from taking a quarterback next year, and then 2 years from now you still have a quarterback.
But again, are they trying to win a bunch of games? Is that what they're doing with the offense now? Because they waited until really – until the Judkins pick to try to start to signal that. And then they became the first team in the common draft era to take 2 quarterbacks and 2 running backs in the first 5 rounds of a single draft.
216-474-0092. Why did they take Dylan Gabriel? That's just the question. And a really, really rough moment in sports happened in our backyard this weekend. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.